Boys here on WAVA. Charlie, guess where we're going to... Don't beat your head against the glass, Charlie.
What?
Guess where we're going to be tomorrow, Charlie.
Where are we going to be, Don? Tell us where we're going to be.
Don't pick your nose, Charlie.
I'm sorry.
We're going to be at the brand new Blockbuster in one of your favorite towns in Northern Virginia, Charlie.
I'm going to be the happiest boy in the whole wide world.
Chantilly.
All the Chuck E. Cheese's and
we're going to be in Chantilly, Charlie. Charlie.
Yes?
Chantilly. We're going to be in Chantilly.
I'm sorry. Chantilly lace and a pretty face.
Yeah, tomorrow at the brand new Blockbuster of Lillio.
Yay.
It's right off Route 50, and then at 1 we'll be at the brand new Blockbuster in Springfield. We'd love to meet you tomorrow, Charlie. It says here.
What a difference.
We'll have free Mickey Mouse watches.
Yay! Wow, what a difference. Blockbuster.
Free watches for the first crumb crunchers at each location for the first 100 kids. Soft drinks from Pepsi, subs from Subway. Love to meet you tomorrow at Blockbuster Video. So, Charlie.
Yes?
About your relationship with Baklava. Things going better?
It's like this, Mr. Geronimo. Here's the way it goes, okay? Me and Baklava decided to go find a marriage counselor to help us get along. We found a marriage counselor that used to be on Hogan's Heroes. Colonel Clank, Dr. Klemperer, who's helping us, and now we're doing the best we can. Hi, Bach.
Hello, Charlie.
Don's on the phone with me.
Hello, Mr. Geronimo. How are you?
Hi, Baklava. How's the counseling going, Baklava?
I think the counseling is going wonderful, Charlie. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I do, Baklava.
I'm so happy.
He said that I should try to agree with you more often, and you should try to agree with me more often, too, right?
Yes, Charlie, I agree.
That's right, and so...
See, it's already working. You both agree that you should agree more.
Yeah, Dr. Klemperer is doing a really good job. He said that we should pay more attention to the way that we, the way that we communicate, right, Baklava?
Very, very true, Charlie.
Let me ask you how one of your little problems has been worked out in these sessions. Charlie, have you two... Charlie?
I wanna go away.
Charlie?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Charlie, have you two discussed your fixation with eating Fruit Loops for dinner?
Yeah. Dr. Klemperer said to Baklava that once in a while, she should let me have Fruit Loops for dinner because it's my favorite cereal. And I said to him, that's okay. And then he said, but you should eat moussaka because that's Baklava's favorite food. Right, Baklava?
Yes, Charlie.
And we should try to compromise. That's the word he used, yeah. What else did he say, Baklava?
Has he talked at all about... You know, you two between the sheets? Has that come up at all?
No. We don't have a problem with that.
Oh, you don't have a problem with that, Charlie?
No, we don't. We don't have a problem. No, because we're thinking about going to the baby store anytime now.
Oh, Charlie, yeah. You finally got the knack of it, huh?
Yeah, I sure did. I enjoy that part of our marriage, too. What about you, Bach?
I enjoy it very much, Charlie. You know I do.
Yeah. Oh. So he told us a lot of things. Like, what else did he say, Baklava?
Well, we talked about Huggy Bear, Charlie. Remember?
What?
About Huggy Bear.
Yeah, your friend Huggy Bear, who's always in trouble with the police, Charlie.
This is the part I didn't like too much when he said this.
Now, this is the same guy that was on Starsky and Hutch, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the guy that was on Starsky and Hutch. And he said that Huggy Bear shouldn't come over to the house as often as he used to, because he used to come over every day and Baklava didn't like it. And Baklava loved that part, didn't you, Baklava?
Yes, Charlie, I did.
Yeah, well, Charlie, haven't you ever wondered how come the police are always coming and looking for Huggy Bear?
Because Baklava, I told Baklava that Huggy Bear's got a lot of friends that sometimes get in trouble, and that's why they come to talk to Huggy Bear about it. What?
I said, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. Well, it sounds to me like things are going better.
Yeah, they're all right.
What are you two going to work on this weekend?
Still no picnic, though.
Charlie, have you moved back in with Baklava yet?
Yeah, we're moving back in this weekend. I'm going back over. I'm leaving Huggy Bear's house, and I'm moving back in with Baklava, and we're going to have moussaka tonight, right, Baklava?
Yes, Charlie, we certainly are.
How about you have a little Fruit Loops on top of that, Charlie?
We can't. Fruit Loops are Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Fruit Loops, a big bowl of Fruit Loops are for Saturday night.
And the last question I'll have for you, Charlie.
All right.
Tomorrow night, Frank and Uncle Mike are playing in that basketball game together.
Yeah.
And who do you think's going to win, Mike O'Mara or Frank in a game of basketball?
Oh, Uncle Mike's going to kick his butt. No question about that. What do you think I am, stupid?
Bye, Charlie. Hey, Bach, have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, Mr. Geronimo.
Aloha.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's 9:37 at WAVA. Well, it's unanimous. Even Charlie is picking Mike.
Oh, yeah.
We got something in the fax machine here from... The law offices of Richard Bolger.
All right.
In Arlington.
Is it dirty?
Well, here it is. Mm-hmm. It's a story from a college newspaper.
Yes.
Frat suspended after sheep incident.
Oh, no.
A University of Washington fraternity was suspended in late January after residents were found semi-clothed and in the company of two sheep.
Oh, no.
During initiation rites at their house. That's all I can read.
And Sigma Phi Epsilon would never do that.
The guys, the inductees, had peanut butter smeared on their body. And the sheep appeared overheated and agitated. That's all I can read on that one.
Oh, man, fraternity life is the only life.
Ready for a vote scan?
Yeah, let's get out of this.
432-WAVA. Get on the line to get on the air.
Oh, man, Skippy.
Mary had a little lamb. We'll be right back.
Let the competition all right, hold it. Hold on there. Doggone it. Stop the music.
Yes, we do. 942 at WAVA. This is by Led Zeppelin.
All right.
Good luck. Now, even I knew that one when I heard it yesterday.
Been a long time since I rock and rolled.
The name of it is Livin' Lovin'. That one that goes, Livin'.
Oh, yes. And you got it, and I didn't.
And I got it, and you didn't.
And I was 2 for 5 for the final score, which actually is a pretty good score, though.
It's better than last week, yeah. And next week we'll have another edition of the beautiful music challenge on WAVA.
But, man, I missed a Zeppelin, too.
And I want you to know something. The company that does those for us did that one specifically for you.
Oh, no.
They do this for 4 or 5 radio stations across the country, and we requested something by Led Zeppelin.
I'm terribly, terribly sorry.
Here we go with a phone scan now. It's 17 before 10. Hello?
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Sorry, we're out of time. Oh, that's it.
That's nice.
Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Don't kill yourselves out there. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We love to meet you in Northern Virginia this weekend.
We're going to be in Chantilly.
Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock at the new Blockbuster, and then at 1 o'clock in Springfield at the new Blockbuster location. We'd love to meet you out there.
And then the big contest.
The big game tomorrow night, Bender Arena. Mike against Frank. Battle of the coaches. Me against Diana.
Good luck, Frank.
Good luck to you too, Mike.
Maybe, may the best stud win. And I know you're going to win, horse. No right, offense, man. Frank. No offense. If this was like computer chess or something, I would go with you in a second over Mike.
I love it when you call me horse.
Okay, we got to go, stud horse, man. Yeah, baby. Have a great weekend. Station we still work at, Frank.
Clears those nasal passages. 105 WAVA.
That voice. Thanks for listening.
So long, everybody.
Get to know me.
People never cease to amaze me.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, not to blow my own horn, but that is top-notch comedy.